In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. So we're starting the week with our formation talks, and of course we're going to start with our prayer to Mary. We turn to Mary, who is the Mother of God, the Mother of the Church, and our Mother, as we say the prayer that Mary loves most, and that is, together with you, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and bless the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let's pray the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is the sweet guest of the soul. He is the third person of the Blessed Trinity. He is also our consoler and our counselor and our guide. And we'll pray that beautiful prayer of the Holy Spirit that we're learning, I hope. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Lady Fatima, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. So today, August 6th, is the feast day of the Transfiguration. Let's walk with Jesus, and let's listen to some of the messages that he will give to us. First is that Jesus was climbing a mountain. He's going to be climbing another one later on, Calvary, where he's going to be crucified. What this means is in our spiritual life, we all have to climb in our spiritual life. St. John of the Cross wrote a book. It's called The Ascent of Mount Carmel, which he says we have to keep growing and ascending in our spiritual life. The top of the mountain is heaven. Next is that Jesus takes with him three of his apostles, and their names are Peter, James, and John. Jesus chose the 12 apostles as his dear friends. But of these 12, his best friends were Peter, James, and John. How can we apply this to our lives? Well, at the Last Supper, Jesus said to the apostles, I call you friends. Not servants, but friends. Because you know what the Master is about. So this is our message, is that Jesus chose the apostles as friends, but you also are called to be a friend of Jesus Christ. So pray that you will be indeed a friend of Jesus Christ. So they make it to the top of the mountain, and Jesus is transfigured before their eyes. His clothes become as white as the snow. Pope John Paul II, one of his latter documents was on the Rosary, the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Rosary, which he incorporated within the scheme of the Rosary the luminous mysteries, which are the baptism of Jesus, the wedding feast of Cana, the proclamation of the kingdom, the Transfiguration, and the institution of the Most Holy Eucharist. Pope John Paul II says that the Transfiguration is the mystery of light par excellence. Here's a question for us. In our hearts, if we're baptized, we received light. What are the darknesses that we still find in our hearts? There's probably an admixture of light and darkness. So you might examine your conscience. We want to live in the light. Living in the light means following Christ, who's the light of the world. He came to cast out the darkness. If you have enough courage, ask God to shine upon you your darkness. It's going to take a lot of courage. Shine upon you your darkness. Maybe it's impatience. Maybe it's lust. Maybe it's greed. Maybe it's avarice. Maybe it's anger. Maybe it's envy. Maybe it's pride. Maybe you have a little bit of all of those elements of darkness. Ask Jesus to cast the darkness out of your light, your life, so you'll be able to walk in light. So that's another point. Light and darkness. Jesus is bathed in light. He wants us to also to be living in the light. And when Judas left the upper room, said he went out into the darkness. So whenever we leave Jesus Christ, we're walking in darkness. The next point, Jesus is transfigured and he encounters two men that he's talking with, Elijah and Moses. Moses represents the law of the Old Testament and the commandments of the Old Testament. Elijah represents the prophet. In Jesus you have both. Jesus is the new Moses. He gives us not only the commandment, but the greatest commandment is love one another as I have loved you. And Jesus is the new prophet. He's the new teacher. We see him teaching especially on the Sermon on the Mount. So in Moses and Elijah, we have Jesus Christ bringing their work to perfection. Next point. Jesus is on the mountain and the voice of God the Father can be heard. And this is what the Father says. He says, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Do we listen? Or are we like this? Yes, I'm listening, but we go like this. We put a finger in one ear and the other ear listens. It's called a selective listener. Maybe we are selective listeners. Maybe we are cafeteria Catholics. Know what a cafeteria Catholic is that you could go to a restaurant in the cafeteria, you pick and you choose what you like. There are many Catholics that are cafeteria Catholics. They're selective listeners. They pick and choose what is according to their spiritual taste buds, what they like to taste. But then they discard what they don't like. You can't do that. You can't do that. So we have to accept the totality of the deposit of faith as taught by the Magisterium and the Holy Father and the bishops in union with the Holy Father. That's the way to listen, because God speaks through the church. Another point is Peter says, "Lord, it's really good to be here with you." I like that. When I go in and make my holy hour in the morning, sometimes I say the same prayer. I say, "Lord, it's good to be here with you this morning." So when you go in front of the Blessed Sacrament, you're making your holy hour. Hopefully you're making a holy hour, not a happy hour, right? That you should be willing to say to the Lord, "How good it is to be with you." So that transfiguration was a moment of glory, preparing the apostles for the scandal of the cross. And as Fulton Sheen says, without Good Friday, there's no Easter Sunday. Last point. Do you know what happened 40 years ago? Do my listeners know what happened 40 years ago? I'll give you a hint. One of the most famous persons in the world died exactly 40 years ago. And it was? He's going to be canonized in October with Romero, Pope Paul VI. So blessed Pope Paul VI actually died 40 years ago today. So it was August 6, 1978, Pope Paul VI died. One of the greatest modern popes, who's going to be canonized by Pope Francis with Oscar Romero in October this very year. So, let's ask blessed Pope Paul VI, who published Humanae Vitae, a very controversial document, in which he taught that we cannot be using contraceptive, but we have to try to control our passions and be open to life in the marital life. Let's ask this great Pope that, like Peter, James, and John, we will try to establish a really deep friendship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Nothing more important than friendship with Christ. And if Jesus is our best friend in this life, he'll be our best friend forever in the life to come in heaven. So I invite all of my listeners and viewers to share this teaching to many people so that we would not be walking in darkness, but we'll be walking in the light of life. Amen.